New York City, it's still a hell of a town. At New York Telephone, we know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough.
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 15, and today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. Before we get started with the show, I have an announcement to share, and that is my Asterisk server has died. I was doing a software update a couple weeks ago. It did not go well. Everything got corrupted and broken, so temporarily, can't do prank calls. I know it's sad. But the good news is a new computer is on the way, which I'm going to turn into a new server. But it hasn't come in the mail yet because everything's delayed because of Corona. So who knows when I'll be able to do another new show. So to put out a show today, I'm just going to be releasing a really old call from a couple of years ago, which I never released. It was a prank call I did to an old lady named Barbara. Barbara is an old lady who flies off the handle very easily, I learned, and she basically just screams at me and calls me horrible names and tells me I'm an idiot, and she's just not nice to me. So that's all the show's going to be, is you get to listen to Barbara scream at me for 15 minutes. The original call was a half hour, but I did manage to cut it down because it was just way too long. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy today's show of an old lady screaming at me. Yay! Let's get on with the call now.
Hello.
Hey, Barbara. It's Dave from down the street.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm calling about your Christmas lights.
Yes?
Yeah, I was wondering, is there any way you could maybe put some different lights up this year? I'm not sure what's wrong with them, but your Christmas lights are blinking obscene messages to me in Morse code, and I find it very offensive.
You are absolutely an idiot. My tree has been off since I came down here. I've been asleep for 30 minutes. My tree is not on. My tree is in my den. You're an absolute idiot. My tree is inside a small tree, and it's been off since I've been down here, and I've been asleep. What in the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's on right now. It's blinking obscene messages. It's swearing at me in Morse code. Are you sure you didn't program it to do that?
I'm calling the police.
Please, just look, Barbara, I'm just asking you to unplug your Christmas tree.
My tree is unplugged, you idiot.
I've been out for a walk. I'm around the corner. I can see your tree through your window right now. It's on. Can you please go down and unplug it? I don't know if maybe your husband plugged it back
in. You're an idiot. I'm looking down there. My tree is unplugged. How do you spell your name?
It's Dave. D-A-V-E.
I got that.
Okay.
Last name?
It's who?
How do you spell it?
H-U. Dave,
okay.
Who?
All right, what is your address?
I don't know if I want to tell you if you're going to call the police. I mean, you're the one with
my
the tree.
My tree is not on, you idiot. I've been asleep. My tree is not on.
You can't see our tree from the street.
Look, your tree is on right now. I can see it. It's blinking obscene messages. It's swearing at me, and its branches reaching up and giving me the finger. I really don't appreciate it. I don't know where you got this.
You are an absolute idiot. My tree is not on. It is a small tree inside of my den.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
a small
just,
tree
I do not
with
have
a big
any,
finger.
My tree is not on. It is a small tree. Who in the hell are you?
I know it's a small tree, but it's got a pretty
it's
big middle
off.
Finger on it.
It's off.
No, it's not. I can see it right now. It's blinking right now. It's blinking.
My tree is off, you idiot. I'm standing here and looking at it. Who do you think you're calling?
I'm calling Barbara.
I'm standing in front of my little bitty tree that's in my den that does not face outside to any window, and it is off.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and I can tell you it's on.
What house do you think you're talking to? Okay, I want you to come to my front door, and I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to show them that my tree is turned off. You're an absolute idiot.
Why would you invite me over if you're going to call the police? I'm just asking you to unplug the tree. It's a very simple request.
My tree is not on, you idiot. I'm standing in front of it. It is a little tiny tree in my den.
Did you program the tree to curse at me in Morse code, or did it come like that out of the box?
I want your exact address. I want your Social Security number, and I'm going to call the police right now.
Okay, you ready for my social?
Okay.
Yep, it's 666.
666.
420.
420.
6969.
Okay, I want your address.
Just a couple doors down from you. I'm in the blue house.
Come to my front door right now. I'm calling the police.
You're calling the police. I mean, you're the one with the possessed Christmas tree.
Oh, shit. Alden, I want you to get on the other phone. I want you to call the police right now. Call the police. Hurry. I'll get on my own cell phone. What? Who in the hell are you? I'm calling the police. God damn, are you idiot? You're an asshole. Do you think it's nice that you've called and done a prank call on me when I was asleep?
Well, most people are still up at this hour.
Okay, I'm calling the police. How did you get my number?
The phone book.
Sweetheart, you're an idiot. There are no more phone books.
There is if you call and ask for it. There's also a computer. If you go to whitepages.com, there is the phone book on the internet.
Okay,
you just
getting over here.
Google.
I'm calling the police right now.
Why? What are the police going to do? It's a prank phone call.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything. They'll just tell you to go back to bed.
911.
No, don't bug 911. If you're going to pester the police, look up... Call the operator and ask for the non-emergency number. I mean, I've got the computer right here. I can look it up for you if you really want me to.
Yes, I'm having a really awful time. I've had a prank call. I'm asleep in my house. This idiot man has called. It's somebody that's doing a prank call, and I was sound asleep. Oh, do it for me, for God's sake. He's still on the line, and I want to put a criminal complaint.
Look, Barbara, I'm like 2,000 miles away.
He's 2,000 miles away from me. I'm filing a harassment charge.
Ma'am, it's not harassment. It's one phone call.
Tell me your phone number, please.
Yep, it's area code 666.
666.
420.
420.
6969.
Okay. I will tell that to the police officer here. 666-420-6969. How can you allow these people in the United States to do this sort of thing? No, I'm not going to tell it with that idiot on the phone with me on my other ear.
Then hang up on me. I don't know why you're filing a police report for an individual prank
call. I am filing a police department report because I have been harassed by you.
Ma'am, I have to call you three times for it to be considered harassment. I've only called you once, and
okay,
I'm not calling again.
Can I tell
again.
You something, Mr. Policeman? The man idiot on this phone, on my other ear, says he has to call me three times to make me be able to file a complaint. What is wrong with the world today?
It's not harassment if I only call you once, and you're free to hang up on me anytime.
It's not harassment if he calls me once. Mr. Policeman, I want you to do something about this.
Ma'am, I'm not going to call you again. You can hang up on me anytime.
I will not hang up on you until you're arrested.
Ma'am, I'm 2,000 miles away, and...
He's 2,000 miles away, he says.
And I'm trying to get my radio show ready, and I have other people I'd like to prank call one time only, and you're kind of tying up my phone line right now.
Well, you know what? You're going to sit on this line until I get the policeman to arrest you.
Okay. Good luck.
I can't write. I have two phones in my ear. I cannot write it down.
Hey, do you mind if I add more SIP trunks to my, so I can maybe, we can do prank calls together. I can do three-way calling. Do you want to help me out with that? I'll see if I can get another prank, another person on the line, and we can prank them together.
Shut up. I've listened to the policeman. Go ahead.
Then hang up on me. I told you I'm a prank caller, and you're the one that's choosing to keep me on the phone.
He says he is a prank caller, and as long as I hold him on the phone, you're not going to do anything about it.
No, I'm only calling you once.
I'm sorry. I want you to shut up. I'm listening to the policeman. How quickly can you arrest this person and file a charge of harassment or invasion of privacy or whatever you can file?
He can't do anything because I only
shut
called
up.
Once.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. I'm sorry. He keeps interrupting. Have you ever had this before? I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Yes, I've made prank phone calls.
Shut
I'm a professional.
Up. What is he? I can't hear what you're saying.
Tell the policeman to arrest you. You keep telling me to shut up. Now you're harassing me.
Don't call me back. I was sound asleep when this idiot called me.
I'm not going to call you back.
I don't understand what has happened to this world, sir. I'm talking to the policeman, so hush. I don't understand what's happened to the world when a person has gone sound asleep quietly in their own home and this idiot calls. I'm going to tell you what, I pray for our country. Our country with this kind of thing going on is pitiful.
I'll pray too. Dear baby Jesus, please stop these horrible prank callers from calling Barbara.
Shut up!
And may their phones burn in hell. Amen.
Yes, I think that you ought to arrest these kind of people that have a deluded sense of hysteria for making a stupid, and they bother people at night when they're sound asleep.
Hey, Barbara.
Shut up. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that the police department has no control over really awful people that work in this world to think they're making a real cute, fun deal, and they bother people. Thank you very much, Mr. Police Officer. I appreciate you. You know what? I bet your mother or your father would not really appreciate your lifestyle. What the hell do you think you're going to get out of that?
Nothing. I'm just bored.
Boy. Woo-hoo, really fun. Hey, you're making a great life for yourself. Kiddo.
It's awesome.
God, you have no, absolutely no sense about yourself.
Okay, but I'm an hour ahead of you, so it's actually 10:34 where I am right now because I'm on the East Coast, and I have other people I want to prank call. And I know we've been on the phone for almost a half hour, so can I say goodnight and go prank call?
No,
other
you can't.
People
no, you're going to stay on this phone with me, and you're not ever going to do this again all the rest of this night because you're going to sit here and talk to me, and I'm going to preach to you about how stupid and idiotic you are.
All right. I mean...
Don't you dare hang up on me, because you're an idiot.
Well, the thing is I have other people to prank call, and right now I only pay for one line. It cost me like $30 to add a second line to my
you're
computer.
You're an idiot. What in the world are you getting out of this? Is it like a big old high that you get? Like you're an...
I got some old 80-year-old woman
all
here,
keyed
I'll
up, and she's mad at me, and she called the police. And, you're just, honey, where's your mother? Is your mother alive?
Yeah.
Is your father alive?
Yeah, of course. They're only
okay, so
they're only
what do they do for their business?
Mom works as a preschool teacher at the church, and my dad is a chemical engineer.
What happened to you?
Oh, I have mental problems.
You sure as hell do. You sure as hell do.
Here, I'll tell you how to make prank phone calls without getting caught. Never prank call locally, because they can trace those easily. You got to call long distance. And what you do is you get an old computer and install a program called Asterisk. It's a voice over IP, lets you make calls over the internet. And then you set up a SIP trunk provider. You can Google this if this doesn't make sense.
How old are you?
24.
Wow. Aren't you ashamed? Do you know what I have? I have two granddaughters in college. One in law school.
Cool.
And
you can have them set up the master's program.
You know, they're not doing any of this stupid stuff. Do you realize what this is not going to get you in your life?
Well,
this
sounds
is going
like
to get
kids
you nowhere.
Are more
you're
than
going to not ever go anywhere. You're going to be a loser all of your life. A loser.
Say that.
You're going to be a loser. You are a loser.
I'm a phone loser.
What?
I'm a phone loser.
You're a personal loser. You are not ever going to be anything in your life because you're a loser.
No, I'm a phone loser. Say it. Phone loser.
No, sir. You're an individual person loser who's never going to accomplish anything in your life. You're never going to have a position that ever gives you any credit in the general community. You're a goddamn loser.
Hey, that's blasphemy.
What?
Don't say damn after, you know, you don't put the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, I've had it with you. And I hope that the police department can do something about you.
They won't, because I only called you once. I'm using fake caller ID. It would cost hundreds of dollars and, you know, investigations through multiple phone companies to track me down.
Okay.
And they're not going to do that because I haven't threatened you. I'm just calling and being a public nuisance into the phone, but I've only called you once.
Okay.
I have not made any threats.
I am sorry for your mother.
Okay.
Your mother must look at you and think, God, I raised a son who is nothing but a stupid loser. You're a loser.
Hey, that's not nice.
You're a loser. You're a loser.
Look, I know I'm a phone loser. But look, can I hang up now? Barbara? Oh, I thought we were going to be on the phone all night. Okay. Good night, Barbara.
All right, so that's our show. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to me getting screamed at by Barbara for several minutes. And looking forward to when the Asterisk machine is working again and I can start doing some new calls. If you've got any prank suggestions, feel free to click on the contact button at prankoperator.com and share your ideas with me. Bye for now.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm.